Guys doing this morning?
So sort of, I don't know if you heard what we were talking to Rob about. I'd be curious your take on some of the third down defense from last year and sort of the idea of trying to improve it, but at the same time, it's a new year, new players, so sort of using that as a springboard to...
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look back at last year, a lot of things just go to straight X's and O's. You know, you can't, you know, focus so much on last year because, like you said, some of the people when we watch the film aren't even here this year. So it's just trying to improve scheme things, what some of the guys did last year that are still on the team, how to view things, how to see it better, how to anticipate it better. So for third down, that's always the key in, you know, every game. And, you know, a lot of times it comes down to your season being on third down and in key situations. So we'll definitely watch that and try to improve. And like Rob was saying, with screens and different plays that happen to us, you always want to look at those things and see how you could get better. And, you know, that started in the spring, trying to develop those things and look at them. And just so all the players can be aware of what hurt us last year and what we need to be ready for this year.
How do you prepare to get better against the screen game?
It's just different things you could work on. You know, I think one of the greatest things about playing here is we have coaches that find any and everything that we can do to get better. And I think one of the big things is just getting to the ball. You know, it's a play, you know, you try to get the lineman to rush upfield, guys are dropping coverage. So just effort and everything, you know, on that simple basis can help improve the screen game.
Devin, do you look at yourself as a safety now? I mean, been a corner last year, safety full year, but going in, you know, they put you there. Are you fully a safety?
I still try to look at myself just a football player. I always feel like you never know what can happen. Being able to play safety and corner has helped me in my career so far. So I don't think I should ever get to a point where I just lose one of them. Just continue to focus on getting better as a football player. You know, off season I'm always doing drills and stuff for both just to stay, you know, fresh and, you know, be a complete football player.
You look at yourself as a quarterback, though, of that defense now, just your experience and that you have the safety experience.
Yeah, somewhat. I try to, you know, take some leadership role and you know, with some new guys back there and some younger guys, I try to make sure that, you know, my experience is felt throughout the secondary just from being here for so long now where, you know, myself, Kyle, two guys, you know, that have been here for a good amount of time, we can, you know, step up and, you know, help guys out, get guys in the right position. And I think that's key when you're trying to develop a good secondary is having guys that go out there and try to line people up, get everybody set. I think that can be the key to our success, and especially early in the season when, you know, guys are still learning, you're still seeing some things for the first time. When you have some guys that have seen some things and seen a good amount of football in this defense, it's key. You can help guys out and get them right.
What are some of the other ways that you can accelerate that process? You played alongside a lot of different guys at a couple of different positions, and so I imagine you've gotten used to playing with a lot of different defensive backs. Is there anything you can do to kind of speed that process along a little bit because you've been here for a while?
Just be vocal. Try to help guys, whether it's on the field or off the field. When we come in, we're watching film. Even when we're installing some things, putting it in, just try to give a guy a heads up of, you know, what we could see out there. But a lot of times it's just the work that we have to put in, you know, whether it's in the film room or in the practice field. Sometimes there's really no way to speed it up. It just has to get done the old-fashioned way at practice, working hard. And honestly, at this time of the year, just working hard through mistakes. You know, mistakes are going to happen. So sometimes it's just the repetition. Keep doing it, and it gets better over time.
Devin, how beneficial was it for you guys? A bunch of you, I know, went out to Arizona and trained together. How beneficial is that? And did you learn anything about Revis in that time that maybe you didn't when he was up here for OTAs and mid-game?
No, I mean, that's a little different. That's, you know, getting ready for the season, getting ready as individuals. A lot of that stuff that we did is working on technique, you know, working on your conditioning, being ready for training camp. It's not as much as, you know, when we're up here going over scheme and all of that. But I think it's always good when you work out with your teammates. You just develop a stronger friendship, a stronger bond. So it was really good for all of us to be out there. And I think it was great because we all got to work hard together and, you know, get better as players and doing it together as teammates.
Again, it's off season, but did you see a maturing Tavon Wilson? I mean, obviously, I think he would admit that last year was not the kind of year that he wanted to have. Did you see maybe some confidence growing in this kid as the offseason progressed?
Yeah, I'm excited for him. I think, you know, sometimes guys get killed from the outside view, and, you know, they're still putting in the work. And, you know, that's what I'm excited. Tavon never budged at any second and just got down on himself and stopped working this offseason. You know, in the springtime, he's been working incredibly hard. Just to get out there and play more. And I think that's his focus right now, just keep getting better as a football player and helping the team as much as possible. So it's an exciting time for him coming into training camp. Each year, you know, guys come into training, it's a new year. You know, you have new opportunities, new chances to get out there and play more. So he's just one of those guys that have come in here, and I think he's put himself in pretty good position to come and compete and try to get on the field.
Devin, how about De'Ron Harmon? What observations have you made about the progress he's made in talking to him and watching him work, and what are your expectations for him?
Same thing like Tavon, a younger guy who he works incredibly hard too. And, you know, from the springtime till now going into training camp, he's pushed himself. He's done everything he could do just to be in this position and give himself a chance to be on the field as well. So I think, you know, a bunch of guys on this team always come back ready because they know, you know, if you don't go out there and work hard, there's somebody else on the team that's working hard to get on the field. So I love this time of year. It's going to be so competitive at camp each and every day with, you know, not just one position, but really every position across the board. Guys want to get out there and play. So I'm ready, and I think De'Ron, along with Tavon and the rest of the guys on this team, have pushed themselves to be ready for training camp.
What do you think makes this mix of veterans and youth in that secondary special?
We'll see. You know, I like to think it's special now, but I think every year going in, we have a special secondary and a special group on defense. So I think right now we have, you know, a bunch of guys that want to work hard. You know, the young guys want to learn as much as possible from the older guys, and the older guys want to lead. So when you have that good mix of, you know, guys trying to show each other, guys trying to learn, and everyone just going out there and working hard, you have a chance to be very good. So starting, you know, now, we just got to put in the work and see where it lands. We can't think too far ahead, think what the possibilities are, but just go out there and get after it.
Do you look back at all? I mean, the way things ended last year with Denver, it was a very difficult day in terms of the way that offense was operating and the level that they're at. Do you look at that day at all as a measuring stick or a benchmark? Look, we have to be good enough to stop an offense when it's all keyed up. This is the point we have to get to.
No, I think, you know, not just looking at one game, but, you know, that's the focus of defense. We ought to stop any offense when they're operating at its best. You know, any given Sunday, we don't know what we're going to get. You know, you can play a team, you know, in this league all the time. You can play a team late in the season that's won two games. But when you play, if they're operating on all cylinders, you're playing the best, you know, two and whatever team at that point. So each game and each week, we got to be ready to go out there and stop the offense's best. And I think Coach Belichick tells us that every week. You know, we can watch all the film in the world, and it could be good football, bad football. You know, the day we play them, that's what we have to stop. So I think for us, that has to be our mentality, you know, going in every day of training camp, starving our offense as best every day. That has to be the start, and then continue to take it week after week to whatever offense we play.
Devin, does anything change for you going into a contract year?
Nah, you play football, you know. Contract year, I think, is what everyone else talks about. As a player, it's just another year in the league. For me, it's my fifth year in the league. I still want to get better as a player. I think, like Nico was saying, as you get older and year by year, you just want to continue to get better using what you've learned mentally and still trying to develop and get better physically. Luckily for me, I'm not as old as Nico. He's 30, so I still got time to improve physically and get bigger, faster, and stronger.
Hope to stay here.
Thank you.